gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've shared with you in the past several stories about when I served at Street Church, an outdoor church in Washington, D.C. Since we have some visitors with us this morning, I hope you'll humor me just for a second while I explain what Street Church is. This is a mission service of the Church of the Epiphany in Washington, D.C. It was an outdoor service every Tuesday at 1 o'clock in Franklin Square Park, where we carted up about 200 lunches, either soup or peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, depending on the time of year, had a worship service, and then some time of eating lunch and fellowship together. When they were beginning to develop Street Church based on the Common Cathedral model of the Boston Common, St. Paul's Cathedral, they realized that one of the most important things about developing a service for that kind of a community is that the liturgy had to be very, very stable. Franklin Square Park is a large park in the heart of Washington, D.C., and it was adjacent to one of the largest homeless shelters in the city. So there were many homeless men and women who would gather in the park during the day, a lot of downtown workers that would go through the park, fire engines that seemed to circle the park during street church hours. A lot of chaos, a lot of stimulation. It could be 95 and humid, it could be 17 and sleeting. So the liturgy had to be the point of stability in Street Church. We opened every time with Amazing Grace. We always said the 23rd Psalm. We had a gospel lesson and a brief meditation. We had the exact same prayers of the people every week. We always sang, "We Shall Overcome" at the end of the liturgy. A lot of stability to help counteract not only the environment of Street Church, but a large percentage of the people who came to worship with us suffered from mental illnesses of various kinds, that they may or may not be self-medicating through addictions. So it was not at all uncommon to have people show up who needed to be on psychiatric medications or who were actively drunk or coming down from a high. So their behavior was a lot less predictable than yours, for example. One of the reasons in the beginning of Advent that we shake up the liturgy for the visitors, we don't always have that long series of petitions and biddings praying for everything that we can possibly imagine. We change the liturgy in Advent because, unlike Street Church, where everything else is so chaotic and unpredictable, our liturgy in the Episcopal Church, especially through ordinary time, through the green season of Pentecost, can become too familiar. We can stop hearing, stop being moved by the words that we hear throughout the service. So as we stand at the beginning of the new liturgical year, we have these long biddings, these long prayers to help crack us back open to those things that we have become numb to in our world. It's not only the ordinary time in our liturgy that can begin to feel like the same thing week in and week out, but we actually can develop numbness to the world around us and to the people around us. How many of you turn off the news or slam the newspaper closed when you read of yet another tragedy? There are some days that you just can't hear anymore, and especially when it's political bickering and infighting, I sort of have this like punch to the radio button in the car where you just cannot hear any more ugliness and suffering. Or how many of you, and I won't ask you to raise your hands about this, have relationships in your life that, you know, maybe it's a friend that hurt you years ago that you just don't think about anymore, or possibly a family member that you're estranged from, or a current relationship where you have some kind of tension and you just get numb to it. You don't pay attention to it anymore because it is too much. Advent is the time where the church invites us to peel back that hardness, that shell that can form on the top, that makes our relationships, our liturgies, our communal life feel rote. Advent is the time when we attempt to soften our hearts to those things in the world that we may have turned away from. Even with street church, when you, on a week in and week out basis, you are standing in a public park worshiping, you know, looking like this, I was fairly recognizable as something unusual in a public park. And yet I became numb to the people who were in front of me. For example, I would say 80 to 85% of the people who worshiped at street church were veterans. They were veterans who were homeless because our Veterans Administration had failed to provide adequate services to them when they came back from Korea or Vietnam or any one of the conflicts. So either they developed substance abuse problems to help cope with their pain, or they were unmedicated for psychiatric illnesses, because at roughly that time, Washington, D.C. also decided to close St. Elizabeth's Hospital, which had been a hospital to serve people with mental illnesses. So veterans who did not receive the adequate health care through the veterans benefits no longer had St. Elizabeth's Hospital to go to, so many of them were unmedicated and living with substance abuse or mental health issues. So I would look out and I would see William, who was a Vietnam vet, who suffered from severe PTSD and had no health care, had no way to access any help. He used to live in the shelter on Franklin Square Park until the city of DC sold it to a developer to build another boutique hotel chain. So he was no longer even able to stay at that shelter. He had to go to the New York Ave shelter, which was enormous and absolutely full of squalor. Week in and week out, I would become numb to the 75 Williams who were standing in front of me. I no longer found myself outraged at our culture, at our government, at myself, at anything else. But William showed up every week to give praise to God. No matter that he was estranged from his family because of all that he had gone through, that he had such a difficult life, he continued to show up in that community and to worship and to pray. Advent is our invitation to pay attention to the suffering that is around us, the suffering that is in us. It's not just the suffering of the homeless men and women in Hyannis. It's the suffering of lonely widows. It's the suffering of people who are living with children who have substance abuse problems and are creating chaos in their lives. It's an opportunity for all of us to peel back that hardened external layer and allow that soft, vulnerable space in our hearts to become available to us. As I was reading commentaries this week, the sentence that jumped out at me helps answer the question, so what do we do with these raw and vulnerable hearts when our cheeks are wet with tears, thinking about Ferguson, Missouri, and another generation of racism that we're still facing in this country, or with another bombing in the Holy Land, or with another death of a 66-year-old. When our cheeks are wet with tears, what do we do? One of the commentators said, hope is what comes when the broken heart is willing to be mended. Advent is our invitation to sit with those wet cheeks, to allow our hearts to be cracked open, and to wait expectantly for the peace of our Lord that can help us cling to that fragment of hope. We do not have the power in us as humans to figure out how to fix these societal ills. But when we open our hearts, when we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, when we weep with the suffering of those around us or for our own suffering, we connect so deeply with our Lord that we can be inspired to be agents of peace, that we can feel the kindling of new life and joy in our hearts, even in the midst of facing this suffering, that we can become agents of Christ's love. But first, we have to crack through these shells that we develop. And in our liturgy this morning, in our prayers, in our hymns, in these readings, the church is inviting you to be in solidarity with all of God's people who are suffering, to sit in that space expectantly, waiting with hope, because hope will come when your broken hearts are willing to be healed. Amen.
Amen.